Once again, the world of elite bicycle racing is under the dark cloud of doping. American cyclist Floyd Landis has admitted taking banned performance-enhancing drugs during his career, and he has accused a number of cyclists of doing the same, including 7-time Tour de France winner Lance Armstrong. Landis won the Tour back in 2006, but then had the title stripped from him because of a positive drug test. He then launched a lengthy public campaign proclaiming his innocence. Well, joining us now is NPR sports correspondent Tom Goldman. And Tom, how did this news come out, and what did Floyd Landis say?
It came out in a number of emails that Floyd Landis recently sent to cycling officials, anti-doping officials, cycling sponsors. And he admitted his own banned drug use beginning in 2002. Interestingly, Robert, he told ESPN.com, "I don't feel guilty at all about having doped." He said, "I did what I did because that's what cyclists did, and that was a choice I made." But on the other hand, he also said he wants to clear his conscience and he doesn't want to be part of the problem anymore. A problem, Landis claims, that involved other cyclists, team officials, officials from cycling's governing bodies.
And Lance Armstrong, which is big headline news because Lance Armstrong has fame that transcends cycling. What exactly does Landis say about Armstrong?
He says he got EPO, a banned substance that boosts red blood cells and thus the oxygen-carrying capacity in blood. He says he got that directly from Armstrong. He also said that Armstrong helped him understand the way banned substances work, that they discussed the effectiveness of a new test for EPO back in the early 2000s. And he says Armstrong and the longtime coach Johan Bruneel paid officials with cycling's international governing body, that's the UCI, to cover up a test in 2002 after Armstrong allegedly tested positive for EPO. The UCI denied changing or concealing a positive test result.
And Lance Armstrong's response to these allegations?
He responded today very forcefully, held an impromptu press conference outside his team bus at the Tour of California race where he was competing. Armstrong blasted Landis, said, "We've got nothing to hide." And in his criticism of Landis, Armstrong zeroed in on Landis's doping suspension in 2006 and Landis's extensive campaign to exonerate himself that was done with the help of public donations. And here's what Armstrong said.
You have somebody that's been under oath several times with a completely different version. You have somebody that's written a book with a completely different version. You have somebody that took people's money for their defense, someone said $1 million, with a completely different version. He said he has nothing. He's got no proof. It's his word versus ours. We like our word. We like where we stand. We like our credibility.
Now, Robert, adding injury to insult, literally, after he made those comments about Landis, Armstrong crashed during the fifth stage of the Tour of California. He reportedly needed stitches in his elbow and under his eye, and he's out of the race.
Well, Armstrong does have one point in his favor, and that is that Landis made very, very strenuous denials of precisely what he's admitting to today.
Yeah, very much so. A lot of people might remember the Floyd Fairness Fund, where he poured a couple of $1 million into his defense. So, yes, this is a relatively easy one for Armstrong to deflect. Landis acknowledges some will have a hard time believing him. But Armstrong critics say there are other people whose credibility is not in question, like Landis's, who've made pretty well-documented allegations over the years. And Armstrong has denied those as well.
Okay. Thank you, Tom.
You're welcome.
That's NPR sports correspondent Tom Goldman.